Blog Talk Radio.
Centric family. I love you guys. Tonight's going to be pretty amazing, I think. Luke's going to call in and share here in a little bit. Had a lot of really cool stuff going on from Sherry to Christine to Stacy to me to my wife. several of us here. The good, that opening song, guys, I'm getting a couple people asking about it. It's Good Feeling is the name of it, and it's by Flo Rida. So F-L-O, Rida. Flo Rida, Good Feeling. just had a lot of cool stuff. Actually, there's a word that got put up on the blog today. The Lord told me this morning that it was today, and he told me last night it was not last night, and that it was tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's here, and he's told me it's today. And, of course, just like all of us, you know, I'm like, well, is that today, or, you know, whatnot? So he told it to me very clear, but then he gave my wife a word, which I'm going to read now. There's 22 people in here already, so I think it's a good time to read this. So I was asking my wife to ask the Lord for a word on this, and she struggles with this, guys. She doesn't want to think it's today. You know, she's an A plus B equals C person, and so steps in her own faith for each of us. So here's her word. Ashley, my daughter, do not worry about anything. I have everything in my control. I am the God of the universe. I created everything you love, even cats. You are coming home today to stay. This is it. I will not disappoint you. Believe it's today. You see, I'm not telling a few people. Your whole rapture-centric family knows. It's today. I will heal Belle and Andrew today. They will be made perfect in me. I will see you in the sky. Would I promise you something great, not deliver? Am I not like, I am not like those you know on earth. I told you, no more righteous anger. You are done fighting. You fought the good fight. The race is won. Prepare yourself to feast with me. It will be greater than anything you've imagined. Everything is done. It's ready. Jesus. So I found that word to be very, very encouraging. I've had a piece about it, guys. The things that, you know, last weekend he had told me that it was today. He promised me it today. You know, it came in pass, and this is different. I actually just had the Holy Spirit hit me while I was reading that. You know, so many people have shared in this, from Stacy, the way she woke up today, and she shared on the morning show. Christina shared the same thing that kind of lined up with what Sherry had. You know, a lot of people are getting these same things. Dustin Wright was told it was before his birthday. Same thing with Stacy's daughter. That's tomorrow. The peace agreement that's being worked out in Washington, D.C. right now with Barack Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu from Israel, that divides the land of Israel. There's so many things, and like the Lord's message said, that he isn't just telling one or two people. He's telling all of us. He's telling the whole family. So other people are going to come on and share here tonight. There is somebody that I am looking out for. Looks like it's Michelle that's going to be calling in, and I know that Carol will be calling in with to share how the translation of the Bible works out. So I guess some people would like to hear about how the Bible lines up with the translation. But I do believe it's today, and I do believe it with my own peace. You know, there's struggles along the way. It's we've all been through this. We've all been through this together. I got to bring somebody on here. Luke, is that you, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh yeah. So I'm not going to be on here for very long. I'm just going to proclaim what the Lord told me to do and has really been pressing on me all afternoon today. But last night, yesterday, he basically gave me a knowing it was yesterday or today. And basically, it's intense, and I've never been more sure about something in my life, and I can't explain it. He just put it there. And last night, he told me I was done. And when the Lord told me I was done, I didn't take it lightly. And all day today, he's been still telling me, I mean, I'm done, and there's nothing to do but wait now. And basically, he really pressed it on me to tell all you guys that he is coming, like, in our radio show. And I'm just doing what he told me to do, but that's what he said. He told me to tell you guys all that. So, and it makes perfect sense, because he said he wanted us to all be translated together, and I thought that meant at the same time, which it does, but also us all literally being together on the radio while we get translated makes even more sense. But he told me to tell all you guys that he's coming during the radio show today, because that's what he's been saying, is today. So, yeah.
Amen.
And I also wanted to say, this has been literally the best time of my whole life. It's been quite the adventure, and I am so happy that I got to work with so many people and everything and help so many people hear God and all that. But the Lord said I'm done now, so I'm going to listen to what the Lord's calling me to do. So I just wanted to thank everybody.
Amen, amen, brother. We thank you. We love you very much. And, you know, the other day, yesterday, Luke was telling, sharing some things, and the Lord wasn't telling me what he was telling Luke, but he told me, you can trust in Luke, you know, trust in the things that I've told him. And I was like, okay. And then the Lord had him call me today, and he told him to trust in the things that I was saying. And so as a family, we can come together on this. You know, I also encourage everybody to go to the Lord themselves. Ask him, but Lord told me to trust what Luke said. I do trust him, and Luke has just told you that we're going home during the show, getting translated, as we all are here together, and tonight. So the Lord's going to lead this show. I'm not going to babble on. So I do have Pat with me here, and I am looking out for Michelle and Carol to call in and share tonight, but make sure everybody gets a chance to talk. Actually, I think Michelle's already... Nope, Michelle's already here with us. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
How are you guys?
How are you, sweetie?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So Judy tells me you got some pretty awesome stuff to share.
Yeah, I have some experiences from over the weekend. Also, a confirmation on the March 15th deadline.
Amen.
For the March 15th deadline, I actually got that confirmed back in December, or not December, but September. And I was actually, that was the time when I was hearing about all the 2013 date setting, and people were saying when they thought the rapture was going to happen. So I decided to just pray to God, saying, Lord, when can you give me a general time frame of when it's going to happen? And this was about mid-September. And that same day I logged into YouTube, and I saw someone's video, and they said the rapture will probably occur between before 4 to 6 months. And so the end of the 6 months would be mid-March.
Amen.
So that's what I've always thought. I was like, well, it's probably going to be before mid-March, definitely before April 1st.
Amen. That's something I like hearing.
Yeah. And also this past weekend, I went on a trip to Dallas with a friend, and I had some pretty cool experiences happen. We were on the road, and I was just kind of talking to God, and he kept on impressing upon me. This was Thursday evening, and he kept on saying, I'm coming to get you tonight. And I felt like I heard him pretty clear. And I said, really, tonight? And just a little bit after that, a semi-truck drove by, and on the back of the truck, it said, overnight.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay.
Amen.
That's good confirmation.
You know, I've always figured it was, for me, I always assumed it would be at night. Maybe it was just me hoping so, because I'm scared of flying and stuff, so I figured he'd just snatch me out of bed as opposed to me freaking out. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's very good confirmation.
And then I had some other experiences happen on that same road trip. I was just thinking, oh, I wish I could hold your hand, Jesus. I want to hold your hand. And then all of a sudden, my friend who was driving, she said, oh, my hands are cold. Can you hold my hand? So it's like I was holding his hand through my friend.
Hey, man, that's awesome.
And then later on that night, we finally got to Dallas and we were eating, and I still was questioning, is this really you? Is this really going to happen? And my friend out of nowhere says, isn't it weird how we as Christians, we want to hear God, but we aren't prepared for what he has to say? And I was like, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all want to hear from him, and there'll be personal testimony there. I'm not ready to hear the things he said.
Yeah. And then later on that night, as we were driving to our motel room, it was dark. There was a lot of traffic, and my roommate or my friend was trying to find the hotel, and I just kept on praying, say, keep us safe, guide her in the right direction. Well, I was just kind of, I was out of it that evening. I was just so consumed with God that I really wasn't paying too much attention to the road. Luckily, I wasn't the one driving. All of a sudden, she ran over a curb, and she said, oh, my goodness, Michelle, are you okay? And I said, what? What happened? And she said, someone almost hit us, but I didn't even notice because I was just in la-la land.
Wow. I love these stories, guys. It's such a blessing to hear them. So did you freak out when you... Go ahead.
I went to bed that night expecting to get taken up that night. Then I woke up the next morning, obviously, but I was still in pretty good spirits. So I was just like, I love you, Lord, but I'm confused.
Yeah, it's all in his timing. It really is. It's all in his timing. And for whatever reasons, he has us do these things. Sometimes we don't understand them, but he said we'll understand them all in a blink of an eye. So I figure it all makes sense soon.
Yeah. And I also felt like he was telling me, like, you would not be here for the 4th. And he kept on telling me that. And so I really felt like it was today, and I still feel like it's today. But you know how people have been getting times when they're going to be translated. Well, I got 2 o'clock, although I'm not sure if it's p.m. or a.m., but when 2 p.m. came along, I was like, okay, Lord, I'm ready. And then I felt really sleepy, so I actually ended up taking a nap on the couch, and then I woke up, and it was almost 3 o'clock, and I was like, well, okay. But then a thought occurred to me that I was like, well, maybe it'll happen during the radio show since we're all together, so I'm glad Luco shared that, the Lord shared that with him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Sherry was getting the number 33, and I never thought when she had said it that it could mean 3-3, but, you know, there's so many different ones. He told me this morning the word that I just read for my wife, Stacy's daughter, Stacy herself, Christine this morning hearing a bell ring, the Lord telling her, you know, it was basically time. You saying that, I mean, that's what I'm saying in that word. It says that the whole family's been informed. The whole Rapture-centric family has been told. And I thought that was a really cool thing because so many people have come up today and going, yeah, guys, today. And not like the normal believe it's today. It's like the Lord, you know, when they all come together with the same thing, that's the Lord. I think it's very encouraging. And like Luke just said, we're going during the show, so amen.
That is awesome.
It's actually really hard for me to do the show right now because I've actually have the Spirit on me, so it's just I feel a little weird. it's amazing. He told you before the 4th, is that right, or by the 4th, or on the 4th, or...
Yeah, he said, I'm actually supposed to go into work tonight at 11 p.m., and I kept on feeling like he was saying that you would not be going into work tonight. So, and I'm in Central Time, so.
You're actually, you're in Oklahoma, aren't you?
Before, I'm sorry, what?
You're in Oklahoma, aren't you?
I grew up in Oklahoma, but I am in Texas now. I just haven't changed my number.
Okay, I just recognized the area code, that's all. You know, a lot of people are getting the same thing. I'm not going to share the personal stories that people share. They're like, oh, I should do this and for this person here, if, you know, so they'll have that tomorrow. And the Lord's like, you don't need to. You know, and just a whole bunch of those little ones. It's so very encouraging. I hope to God that we're hanging out at a peace table together as opposed to you going into work or me trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, me too.
But Pat, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hi, guys.
You hearing this young lady's stories?
Oh, yes, wonderful. It's very encouraging. I'm getting the feeling, too, like during the show or right after the show, you know, and it's like it's taking courage to even say that, but just so softly, right after the show, like, yeah, okay. So I think we're all getting this kind of a feeling, you know, and I've been just crying and crying to be with him and pleading with him, you know. It's like I can't stop the tears, you know, the loneliness and the longing. And I know it's the tears of everyone that, you know, everybody everywhere who wants this, you know. So he knows that we're longing and we're lonely and want to go home. You know, he knows. Boy, does he know. You know.
I think it's interesting that we went during the show because he says we go up together, and you know, sometimes the Lord's words have more than just, you know, the face value meaning of them. And so I think it would be very cool if during our show here, because for one, it would leave a radio podcast for people that heard us all saying this, and then all of a sudden it just goes dead.
Yeah, but we've left a message for them to not give up, to you know, ask God still to be in their hearts and guide them, you know, listen to them, and you know, he'll help them. He'll help them get through whatever they have to get through. So whatever we leave
Amen.
With them, you know, it's gonna feed them, help them, encourage them.
Amen.
Inform them, you know, really, that's what I feel. So he loves this radio show. He says everybody's reaching so many souls, you know, that, and afterwards too. I mean, it's going to be there for. They'll be flocking to it. It'll spread like wildfire because people say, "Oh, listen to this," you know, because this is what we need to hear right now to get on board.
Amen.
So, yeah. So I don't know. It's like how many, you know, it's like every day. It's like I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. And I'm 70, so I really want to be with you. Either way, I've got less years ahead of me than behind me, that's for sure. Anyway, as I say, it's going to be soon, Jesus, either way. You know. Oh.
Wow. Did you have some more you wanted to share, Michelle? We've been very blessed by your stories.
Yes, sweetheart.
I'm finished for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
feel free
to chime in. Whatever
okay,
you like.
You.
Carol, are you wanting to call in and talk, read from the Bible? About how the translation lines up with that. Waiting for Carol to respond here. I want to do that before we start pulling a bunch of people on so everybody gets a chance to share. The way I'm feeling led tonight is just all of us being together and hanging out and being very relaxing. So I figure Carol can get her preach on here. And if some of you guys are wondering how the translation deal works into the Bible, then Carol has done some work here and put all the words together to make it something that's a little bit more understandable. So hopefully some people will be blessed by that if you're struggling. Hey, Stacy, if you're just getting in here, go over to the Rapture-Centric blog so you can read that word that's on there. But I'm still waiting for Carol to pop in here. Carol, are you calling in? Because I don't see you responding in chat or anything. I don't see your number popping up. Hello? Okay. Well, I'll just bring you. It's just me and Pat going to hang out here. You know what, I'll bring my best friend Katie on here, too. Hi, Katie.
Sure. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. I'm just listening in.
Oh, would you share a story with us?
I don't have one, really. I'm just ready to get out of here like everyone else.
Amen. Amen. Well, Carol's going to be calling in here any second. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about? I just know we're out. You know, I've never heard Pat ever say, I've always kind of heard Pat kind of just kind of stay off to the side when people were talking about dates and stuff. And so to even hear her say something that the Lord said is during the show or right after the show is
it
very...
It was so soft. It's like twice he said it. I after the show. Just like that.
I'll take it before the show.
No, meaning like either right after.
Amen.
Like we're practically going to be all done and that's it. But it was so soft.
We got
it. Like, you know, and everybody's getting this. Everybody.
Amen. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, Carol is called in here now. And Carol's going to hop up on the pulpit and she's going to bless you with the words. Hello, Carol.
Right.
Hey, everybody.
Hi,
this is so exciting. I tell you, I am so excited with what the Lord is doing in all of us, but especially me. You know, he really has a sense of humor. If you think the Lord has blessed Judy being a jackass, well, I'm right behind, right? I don't know if I'm the front or the rear end of it, because every time I try to do something lately that is earthly, you know, and not evil, nothing like that. Just checking on some stuff. The Lord just turns my life around a little bit. He won't let me go. He won't let me do what I want to do, because he keeps pointing me back to the Word and to you guys and to His Spirit and to His joy and His love and to the rapture or the translation. Oh, this is just so exciting. Well, let me first tell you guys something really, really, really neat happened to me about an hour ago. It was confirmation from the Holy Spirit. Ooh, this
Amen.
Is Holy. Okay. Many of you, if not all of you, know that my moment of becoming truly, truly super, super rapture-centric came about of July last year when I had a dream from the Holy Spirit with the words, away in a manger. Those words are to a Christmas carol that many of us sang when we were kids and maybe still do. And it all has to do with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it also refers to his first coming. You know, he came. He was born in a manger, in a stable, and he was surrounded by Mary and Joseph and the angels and the animals. This is so, so cool, right? Okay, and the reason I believe the Holy Spirit gave this to me right then and there is because we were so far away from the Christmas season, and I had already told the Lord back in January of 2013 that I was done with looking at the seasons, you know, the time frames of his coming. He was going to, I believed he was coming. I still believe he is coming. But at that point, I just said, I'm leaving it to you. I can't wait for you to come, but I'm going to go about my business. And when you come, you come. End of story. So I was no longer, you know, getting on YouTube or websites or talking about the Lord's return, other than to say, hey, we're in the season. We know he's coming soon, and boy, can't wait till he comes. End of story. All right. Today, you know, December, we know that December passed. We know the Christmas season, quote, is over. So I'm getting in my car. I have the radio on to a Christian station, and they're playing a Christmas song. It wasn't Away in a Manger, but it was Walking in a Winter Wonderland. And they had changed the words to the Lord, having to do with the Lord. I couldn't even listen to the words because I was jumping for joy, because that song is a Christmas song. And here we are, you know, we are here we are in February, March, whatever day you want to call it, but we're still in the Christmas season. We're still in 2013. This was just so exciting for me. That was the Holy Spirit that gave me a word. And doesn't the word also say that pray that your flight will not be in the winter? And of course, I know that it's referring to the Jews, but nevertheless, it is a sign of how near the Lord is in his return for us, to gather us up together. So that was my little highlight of the day for a personal. This was just a personal experience. I was just in heaven. Okay, so now for a long time, but especially recently, I've been very focused. I've been doing some research on Enoch. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Lord put it on my heart to revisit Enoch's walk with the Lord. Okay? Enoch walked with the Lord and was not, because God took him. Right? Now, I've known for years that there have been many translations and raptures in the Word. At least 9 in the Bible. I'm going to, for those who don't know, I'm going to name them real quickly. Enoch was the first one. Okay. Next came Noah. Then the Exodus, Elijah, Jesus and the resurrected saints, Philip, the rapture of the church in Revelation chapter 4:1, the 144,000 Jews, and the two witnesses. Those are 9 recorded translations and raptures that we read in the Bible. Now,
amen.
what I love about this information is when I became rapture focused in 2005 or 2006. Excuse me for a second, because my puppies are going to start bugging me, and I don't want them to. And so I am throwing a little bit of their food outside so they'll shut up. All right. Okay.
I hear
so,
you. I've got dogs. So does Pat. We know how that goes.
Yes. Especially this one that I have. Oh, as soon as I'm on the phone, she's right there to get my undivided attention, just like kids. Right. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So, going back to what I was saying about being rapture focused, I want to distinguish or differentiate the difference between being rapture focused and rapture centered. I became rapture focused in 2005 when Pope Paul John II died, and I watched the entire funeral, because I had nothing better to do. I was pretty much bedridden, and while I was in the Lord and praying, you know, I was just watching the events unfold, and I knew right then and there, without a shadow of a doubt, we were now for sure in the end times, in the very last days. I just knew it, and at that point I said, oh dear Lord, I'm watching prophecy come to pass. And now I really wanted to study everything that had to do with the Lord's return and the rapture. At that point, I did not even know the difference between the rapture and the second coming. I did not know there were two different events separated by the tribulation time frame. So when I started becoming rapture-focused, I discovered that, you know, that Enoch was the first one to be translated, to be raptured. And it was just, it's just awesome how the Lord just took me to that scripture, to that account in Genesis and in Hebrews. And, because my hunger was so strong, you know what, he kept taking me to different accounts, showing me different raptures that happened. Then, to confirm everything, I love the way the Lord works, and he does this with all of us. You know, he gives you something, and he will not only reveal it to you in his word, but he will also confirm it through others. So, I'm finding all these passages, and then I happened to tune into, I believe it was Terry Stone, who was going through the list of raptures, and you know, of course, it added to my list. He added to my list, and I was just so beside myself. So here we have Enoch. The interesting thing about Enoch is, to my knowledge, and I have been searching and searching and searching, I believe he's the only one who did not have physical witnesses of his rapture, of his translation. You know, I've been doing research on the book of Enoch. I've been doing, you know, research in the scriptures, every which way, different websites, and there's nothing that has pointed to me that that people actually witnessed his translation. And if anybody knows otherwise, will you let me know? Because of all the translations or the raptures or pictures of the rapture, he's the only one who had no human witnesses. God took him, but his entire family knew that he was walking with God. He walked with God when he began walking with God at the age of 60, I think he was 65 years old, when he and his wife had Methuselah. When Methuselah was born, he began walking with God. He walked 365 years, and he was gone because God took him. So I thought that was very interesting, because in view of the announcement that Judy gave us recently, that you know, David's not to be found anywhere, it matches Enoch's experience. It just matches Enoch's experience, and wow, that is just awesome. Now the other ones, just so I can go through them real quickly. Noah's experience was a type of the rapture, and he knew 7 days before the rains pour down on the earth, before the floods came and the judgment came, he knew 7 days before that the moment of judgment, that he and his family and all the animals that God told to get into the ark would be locked away safe in the ark. The ark goes up and judgment comes down. A picture of the rapture. In that account, which is one of my favorite, all-time favorites, not only did he know 7 days before, all right, that there were more animals in that in the rapture of, you know, the picture of the rapture than were people on board, proving that God will raptured animals. I don't know how many. I do believe it's all our pets. I believe many, many, many of the wildlife will disappear and be raptured, and we will see them in the clouds. We will see them in heaven, based on that account. And the awesome thing is, he knew, and just as he knew, I believe we are also going to know. The next one, is another type of. It's kind of a type of the rapture, because the Exodus is the picture of, the Jews leaving the world. We are the called ones. We are the elect. We are the rapture-centric church, and we're leaving everything behind. We've been expressing that and sharing what the Lord is doing with each other, and we are exiting, the world. We're out of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of the world. We're leaving Egypt behind, and that is a picture of the rapture as well. Okay, and that might be more of the worldwide rapture. Okay, because there was a huge number of them, but both Enoch especially, that was totally secret, because it was just him and God that knew, and God took him. With Noah, it was a smaller group. It was Noah, his family, and the animals. And they knew seven days before. The next picture of actually it's not a picture. The next example of a real rapture or translation was Jesus when he ascended, and he had witnesses. He had witnesses watching him defy gravity. He defied gravity, and everyone saw him defy gravity. I forgot about Elijah. Elijah, everybody needs to read 2 Kings chapter 2. It is so exciting, because Elijah and Elisha are walking, and the prophets, there's 50 prophets, behind them. And when they get to the first river, I forget which river it was, but anyways, they stop, and the prophets pull Elisha aside, and they say to him, "Hey, Elisha, don't you know that today is the day the Lord is taking your master?" They knew, and Elisha's response was, "Yes, I know, but shut up, be quiet, leave us alone," and they went on. So then they get to the next. They keep walking, and they get to the next river crossing, and again another group of prophets come up to them, and Elisha, and again they pull Elisha aside. "Hey, don't you know that today, this day, is the day the Lord is taking your master?" "Yes, I know. Shut up. Be quiet." And I don't know what that was all about, but that's the account. You guys got to read it. And then as they keep walking, now Elijah says to Elisha, "All right, Elisha, as the Lord is going to take me home today, what is it that you would like me to give you, to leave you?" And Elisha looked at him and he said, "A double portion of your spirit." And Elijah looked at him and said, "Wow, well, that's a hard thing for you to ask. But if that's what you want, when I'm taken up, if you see my mantle fall and it falls on you, you've got it." And that's exactly what happened. And Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, which is a tornado, okay, a chariot of horses that appeared to be on fire. Horses came down from heaven. Horses, animals, horses came down from heaven, and they took him up. You've got to read it, 2 Kings chapter 2. It is exciting. All right, and then as I was saying, the next one we know of is Jesus. And we find that in Acts chapter 1:1-9. If you want to read it, that's where the apostles that were with him, looked up and saw him ascend. That was a translation. That was a rapture. All right, another picture. The other interesting matter to this is, if you read about when you read about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the saints that had passed before him were also resurrected, and they're found walking around preaching in the city, and I believe it was Jerusalem. So, I don't believe, it doesn't really say, but I don't believe that they died again. You know, it's appointed to die only once. And so they then, I believe when Jesus was ascended, I can't prove it, but I believe when Jesus ascended, so did the resurrected saints that were resurrected when he was resurrected. And guess what? Nobody saw them. Just like Enoch, nobody saw them being translated. Very secret. So then, let's see, the next one. Okay, the next one is Philip. It's not really a rapture, but it really is a translation. All right? Okay, I love it. If you guys write it down, it's Acts chapter 8, verse 37 and 40. All right? And I'm going to read it to you real quick because it's really exciting. All right? He's riding with the eunuch. The eunuch had stopped to give him a ride. And he was the eunuch was reading the Bible, the Old Testament, right? So as they're talking, the eunuch decides he wants to get baptized. So they see a little pond there or something, and Philip orders the carriage to stop. They went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, watch this. The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus, and he preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. So, I mean, that is really, really a picture of, hey, you know what? the Lord does supernatural things, and that was a great supernatural event that is recorded in the Word of God, and it is the truth. As soon as Philip baptized the eunuch, Philip was translated. He was snatched out. He was raptured out from that place and ended up further north, and just like that, in the blink of an eye, that's where he was. Let that just settle in your spirits, and you all read it for what it is. All right? Next one, number 7, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Okay, that is the end. That is the last time the church is mentioned until we come to Revelation chapter 19. So between chapter 4 and chapter 19, it's all the events that take place here on earth during the tribulation. The church is not mentioned. The saints are not there. The raptured saints are not there. In Revelation 19, we appear again. And you can read Revelation 19. You can read Revelation, the entire book of Revelation. I've read it about, 12 times at least. Okay? Then we read in Revelation chapter 14, the 144,000 Jews. They are now in heaven. They are singing a new song. They are the redeemed of the Lord that we found, when they were mentioned in chapter 6, I think it was. All right, chapter 6 or chapter 7. The next the next event of raptured saints are the two witnesses mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, and verses 11 and 12. After 3.5 days, God breathed life into them, and they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them. Then a loud voice from heaven called the two prophets, saying, "Come up here." And they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. How about that? So there are nine descriptions of the translation end of the rapture in the Bible, and I just gave them all to you. I went fast because, you know, I don't want to take the whole.
It's good.
Take everybody's time on the phone. But,
oh no, honey.
Anyway.
Excellent. That's beautiful.
So I just wanted to share that. I don't know if anybody has any questions for me, and or thoughts you can all give me your you all can give me your thoughts.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, I think it's pretty cool that you did the research to show all those different points in the Bible when people were raptured or, you know, taken up in all these different ways. So I think it's pretty awesome. We're definitely grateful for that, Carol.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. It's why I cannot understand when people say, I tell you, it baffles me when people say there is no rapture mentioned in the Bible. And I, what? You know, to me, when they say that, it's obvious they have not read the Bible, because I just listed nine events that are recorded in God's Word. I didn't make this up. I gave you the scriptures. I gave every. And so why when people say there's no mention of the rapture, what? You know, it's.
Yeah.
But see, this is why it is, I want to stress the importance of us reading the Word and studying the Word and asking the Holy Spirit, give me proof of what you're showing me. You know, going back to my dream and my, you know, my little spiritual confirmation today. Like, everybody has been hearing from the Lord. And, you know, when the Lord gave me that dream in July of 2013, I was, you know, I when I woke up, I said, "Lord, are you telling me to get back to being rapture-focused, right?" And at that point, I started doing, going back to reading, you know, getting confirmation, looking for confirmation about what the Lord showed me. Then, you know, one of the first signs that he gave me to look at was the four blood moons. You know, we started hearing a lot of messages on that, and I said, wow. But, well, we were getting close to September, and there's always, you know, September and October are always big watch dates, right? Everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah is a huge watch time frame. All right. So following that, I started finding some other YouTubes and websites, and they were all talking. I mean, they were just fueling my spirit with excitement and joy. And so come December, you know, I thought, well, it has to be December 25th, but nothing, okay? So, you know, I've always wondered, well, I haven't really pursued the Lord about you know, why he gave me that dream, other than he just wanted me to be rapture-centric, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So now, today, you know, I'm just getting in the car. I know that it's been cold everywhere, and all. But here's this song that they're talking, that they're singing. That is a Christmas song that is sung. And walking in a winter wonderland. Well, think about this. You know, isn't heaven a wonderland? Walking in a wonderland. We're walking. You know, that to me, that was my. You know, everybody's been hearing the Lord say today, or Luco just said, "Hey, the Lord told him he was done," and you know, Judy has been having, dreams, visions, the word from the Lord. The same with Sherry and Pat and you, Jason, and Luco and Stacy and Christine and everybody, everybody's been getting a word, and here was my spiritual confirmation to me. Oh, this is just so exciting. So, yeah, it's time to elope, and yeah, it's time to elope. Yeah, Jason BH. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. So you're in South Texas. This is March. You know, last week I was in shorts, and here today I've got my jacket on right now. It's cold. It's crazy. You know, but we haven't gotten any rain. This is what's also strange. No rain. We are in such a drought. We're in California just kind of had all this crazy rain over there, and the Midwest and the Northeast is being saturated with snow and rain and sleet and ice and cold. Well, here we are. We're cold down here, but we're not having any rain, and so it's all part. You know, what is the? You know, it's all. Those are all signs of where we're at. Elope like a cantaloupe. Oh, I love cantaloupes. Okay, I'm going to be sitting on a cantaloupe when I get raptured.
Amen.
Add some watermelons.
Oh, I love watermelon, too. That's too that's too funny.
It's okay.
All right.
That's
well,
okay.
I think that's about it. And anyway, I want to thank you all for allowing me to yak my head off here, and now
well,
I'm
going
to. We're blessed to have what you had to share. Really, thank you very much.
And you put all that research in it, so that's appreciated, honey. You know, you did a good job.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Know?
I love doing. I just also wanna add, okay? I'm probably just reinforcing it.
Okay.
Anytime the Lord gives us something, it's going to be confirmed. It'll either be confirmed in His Word, or it's great when it's with not only the Word but with others. So everything that the Lord is the Lord reveals to each of us personally, believe me, we're going to find something relating to it in His Word. And if we look, He will speak to us exactly what was in our heart through His Word, and then we'll get more confirmation through fellowship. He just does it. It's awesome. So, I will hang up now and listen. Get back on chat and let somebody else take the floor. And
Amen, Carol.
So.
Amen, honey.
We love
you.
We're grateful.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, amen. All right.
Love you, darling.
All right, so love you all, too. Okay, bye.
All right, honey. That was great.
That was wonderful,
wow.
Wasn't it?
See all those people? Oh, wow. They went. Whew. Wow.
I guess we got to go, too.
We got to go, too? Time.
We got to go. We got to go.
We got to go.
You got to just hang out in heaven.
Yep. Amen. Sounds great. Oh, Lord, dear. Wow.
How you feeling, Pat? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm very much at peace. But everyone talks about that tiredness. I get that, too. I just get waves of terrible tiredness and just weird. Of course, I don't sleep good anyway, but just this weariness, this tiredness. But I don't lose my peace at all. I'm happy, you know, being with the Lord, just, you know, praying and keeping him company and being with you guys, you know. So, you know, you look at this world. Look at with Russia. I've had the news on, you know, to watch that somebody doesn't fire a shot, you know. So it's getting really nasty. I'm afraid something's going to happen,
it,
you know.
It is the most important news deal is that whole deal about with Netanyahu meeting with Barack Obama right now. I mean, I haven't seen anything from the news come on it, but, you know.
No, they won't show you much.
But the next thing is, yeah, World War III with Russia.
Oh, man,
that's
it's getting
hot. It's a given.
Yeah, it's
a lot of people have had dreams
crazy
about that stuff. But,
oh, sure. oh, man,
and
every day's
I want to bring some other people on here.
Sure, go ahead.
If some of the, you know, we had Michelle that called in. We're definitely grateful for Michelle calling in, sharing her stories.
Yeah,
it's very
wonderful.
Encouraging. Carol, you did a great job. Actually,
yeah,
we get in the one-hour spot. Let's go ahead and do communion so Sherry can get rid of her last communion cracker. Cookie, as she calls them. Got to get rid of Sherry's cookie. Sherry, don't you dare break it in half. Pat, do you have a word for us after the communion?
Oh, yeah, I
have
a
reading.
I have a
amen
prayer. Yeah. I do them ahead
all
of
right,
time.
Guys, so we do some communion here before the Lord takes us. First Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, blessed Jesus, praise you for your wonderful thoughtfulness to all creation. Thank you for bringing us together as your family in love, a relationship that was begun here on earth to last for all eternity. We know you are always with us. You walk by our side, hearing every word, every sigh. You feel our pain and share our emotions and joys as well. You never leave us alone, precious God of all the universe. Holy, holy, holy is your name, Jesus the Christ, a name above all names, a name, oh, I'm trying to read my, I'm sorry, the name that
no worries.
Means love, yeah. A name above all names, the name that means love. Amen and amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Okay. My chicken scratch.
Amen.
Yeah, so. Oh, dear.
Well, we finally, Sherry, did we get rid of your last communion cookie? Was that your last one? Waiting for Sherry to respond here. Last piece, yep, last piece. So, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Amen. Okay, I got a couple people on here I need to bring on. Got 413. Hello, 413.
Hello, my darlings. How are you?
Hi, sweetie.
I am well, young lady. How are you?
Oh, very, very good. I want to open something up to a little bit of chat because I'm struggling with this. I am writing a letter. I am writing a letter to my adult children, explaining where I am, why I have left, and what they need to do. And I can't push the send button.
That's a tough one. I've been there. My wife was there just the other day. I can tell you from my personal experience is that the weight that you're feeling now before will feel like nothing. After you send it, if you do choose to send it, you will have a complete weight lifted off you. It'll be completely different. The same thing happened with my wife when she went ahead and hit the send button because she struggled with it too. And after it was sent, it was like, well, now it's sent. But I know where you're at. So, guys, some words for this. You know, she's written a letter to her adult children. She's got it all written out there, and she hasn't hit the send button, and she needs to hear from what the Lord wants her to do. So I'm sure Pat's got something. Pat's got always got something.
Honey, you're just being totally honest. This is where you are right now. You have every right to be where you are right now in your faith, and you have every right to share it. And, I mean, my kids think I'm nuts, but I don't care. I have my notes sitting right here for them, you know, telling them. I think how bad you're going to feel if you don't do it, and it's better to just do it and get it over with. And that you have the, you know, don't expect everybody to believe in stuff, but you in your heart, follow your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the courage and the words and everything. Maybe you have to change a few words in it. Who knows? Just ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, you know, what to say and do. I have my note here, you know, and they know how I feel. And I have to be true to the Lord. I have to answer to the Lord. I have to do what He wants me to do. I don't answer to man. I answer to God, you know? And so I have to follow my heart and do, and if it's humiliating or whatever, but this is where you're coming from. This is where what you believe now, and that should be respected, you know, no matter who, that I respect what this person is going through and feeling now and believing, and I respect that they had courage to share it. But ask the Holy Spirit. That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit, my dears. Ask Him.
You know, Leah's yeah. Writing in here in chat. She said, I couldn't write my letter either, and I waited for days to write it, and then finally it just flowed from the Spirit, the note, and now it's here. And so do you feel like the Spirit led you through the whole letter, ma'am?
It did indeed. I said I was going to finish this letter by the time the show came on. I just don't want to scare my children. If I describe what is about to happen, I don't want to frighten them.
That's fair. Well, the one thing that comes to mind as soon as you said it is that you have to trust that the Lord will be there for them.
Mm.
Whether it's through fear or worry or concern or any of it, you know, he's holding them up just like he's holding you up. And so it's a very personal thing, and I get it. I understand where you're coming from, and especially I didn't even think about the scaring them side of it, so I can understand the weight of this. So I'm going to ask people in the chat room, guys, listen up. You know, she's written this letter to her adult children. She doesn't want to scare them. She wants to hit the send button. Spirit-led letter. She just needs some encouragement on doing the right thing here. It'll take them a moment to chat, but I mean, we can do a countdown, too. But I always chicken out on countdowns.
Well, I've told the Holy Spirit to hit the send button if he gets here. It just happens before. I said, look, I'm good. Just hit that send button, okay?
God will take care of them. God will take care of them. You know, you have to trust that He's going to take care of them because He knows that's so important to you that, you know, that they make it. So, you know, even when you get up there, you can still be pleading with Him. Like, I sent that note. Now you're going to make sure they're going to join me because I trust you to do that.
The weight that you're feeling, ma'am, I absolutely can relate to. And here, Tressy says there will be more afraid if you disappear with no word. And then Leah says if you don't feel comfortable hitting the send button, you can write an actual letter. But if he told you to do it that way, you should just trust him.
Yeah, it's a matter of trust.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't want to take any more of your time.
Oh, no. Take as much time as you want.
We're family, so we can take time for you. That's what we do.
Yeah,
you're taking time for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've
no
all
rush.
Said to struggle in our walk, and I'm glad that, you know what, you've already been obedient. You already sat down and wrote the letter, and you love them so much that you don't even want them to fear. And,
right.
You know, this is a personal thing for you. None of us can understand what you're feeling right now. I can relate to it in my own experience, but ask the Lord to guide you with it. But I will tell you that when I've done it and sent this stuff, I felt way better afterwards. I really did. And it was just like moments later, you're just like, well, what's done is done. And so the Lord will bless you. If you're being led by the Spirit, He will bless you.
You might be surprised.
He's telling me now what I can take out and what I should leave in. And I want to thank you for your words to go to the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you so much, church. I cannot wait to see y'all. So, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
We'll be dining together.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got to bring another good friend on here. The one and only Christine from Hotlanta.
Right. Hey guys.
Hi, love.
I was calling, my husband's here with me, and I asked him if he would say something, but Jason, this is, I think, perfect timing to just encourage those who are calling in who are maybe writing those letters or having that those conversations or making those last moment phone calls. Because, you know, I know that some of us have been told about the elopture and we feel like it's right now and everything like that. And I was actually in a situation with my husband. Sorry, hold on. My littlest is telling my husband that she ate her green beans all gone. Okay. I know. Way to go, Jovi. Anyway, Jason, this is more of like a praise report. My husband and I had a really rough weekend, you know, talking about this stuff, and it was very, very hard. I mean, we are not in the same place on the timing and just of the disconnect from the world. And so at dinner today, I just wanted to talk to him, and I just wanted to tell him, and thank you, Jason. Some of my brothers in Christ and the Rapture-centric family called me today and encouraged me and everything, and I'm so thankful for that. It totally, like, pushed me forward in the Spirit. Praise Jesus. So thank you personally for that, and I just want to say that I wound up bringing up at dinner that conversation and just saying, babe, I don't know, you know, I don't know if we're going together, you know, because I know that you have a voice and God may use you to tell everybody, if I am gone, you know, He may use you to tell everybody what happened, because you have a huge, you know, forum and that would be your responsibility. And I don't know, I know you don't think it's going to happen this soon and everything like that, so I'm just kind of like, if it does, okay, you know what you got to do, right? And then he responded so beautifully. He was like, I would be extremely grieved, but in my mourning, he's like, I know what I would have to do. And he just ordered this new camera to make vlogs, you know, video vlogs, because he's in full-time ministry, right? And he said, now I know what that camera would be used for.
Wow.
And he would make a video to send out letting everyone know, basically, that the rapture was about to happen because of what happened with me. And he really, really, really surprised me with that answer. And so I just heard her call in, and I just was talking to my husband a little bit more while the show was on, and I said, I thank you for letting me have that hard conversation during dinner, because after everything, you know, that we kind of had an argument this weekend, and it was a very long one about just, again, where I feel like we're at with the Lord and just the disconnection from the world and everything. And he said, no, I know what you're saying. He's like, you're saying, if I'm gone, you know what you got to do. And he's like, I got it. And so to me, that, if you guys know, I mean, I know Jason and my brothers know, what I, like, the hardest weekend of my life probably. This was a huge praise report, and there's no one besides Father God that could have made him respond the way that he did and given me the courage to even go ahead and go there again after the hard weekend we had. But I just knew that, like, I was supposed to do that.
Wow. And it's all for God's glory, too, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Because, again, I don't know who's going to go in the first round, but I know that if people don't, who are affiliated with, like, even this family and everything, that you have a huge responsibility because you are the mouthpiece now to get the rest of the bride ready and bring in that harvest. And I just wanted to share my personal testimony right now because we all feel in our spirits and have heard that it's now that we're leaving, that if you need to make that phone call or have that conversation, I mean, this was the hardest thing for me to do. I live with this family member. At least if you call a family member or you call a friend, you can hang up the phone. I live with my husband, so I was going to, you know, have to deal with the repercussions of, like, going there again, okay? But God will give you the strength and the spirit's power to do it, and I just felt like it was time for me to call in and do that now. And hopefully that will, you know, help someone else to write those letters, send those emails, make those phone calls. And
thank you, honey.
Yeah. So, Jason, I can't thank you and Justin and Loco enough, but please, if you can, like, after the show, if we're still here, please relay that sound too for me.
Amen. Amen.
Do you want to say something? My husband's here. Hold on. He's going to say something, okay? My husband's here. Okay, hold on. Okay.
You're going to say that we had that conversation?
That we had that conversation. Which conversation?
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing? I guess we had a really important conversation that I didn't even know how important it was, apparently. But if, you know, should we not depart at the same time? Should she be translated before I am? She just wanted to remind me that I need to make sure everybody's on board and gets on the glory train, which I'm already on board. So, I mean, you know, get on the train, you know? Get on the train. There's only two ways you can get to heaven. It's either on your works or on God's works. And the first path doesn't get there. So that's what we got to just kind of get through to people.
Amen, brother. So. Amen.
Thank
you.
That's all I got.
Thank you for talking.
We love
to
you,
us.
Brother. We love you, brother.
Well, thanks. We love you too, man. And I'm glad you could be here to encourage her. My wife has been, you know, absolutely blown away by how, you know, how well received she's been, and the fact that, you know, she knows that, you know, she's not crazy, and it's real good,
oh,
you know, for her to have somebody outside of me that says you're not crazy. So. Yeah. When I say it, I'm the husband, and that doesn't count because I'm the husband, and I'm supposed to say things like, hey, you're not crazy.
No, we're not crazy. We're
exactly.
In love.
That's it.
God.
That's it. Awesome. Awesome. Well, God bless you. We'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, you too. God bless you,
God
dear.
God bless you, brother.
Hey, so you heard it from
Hi,
the
sweetie.
The mouth of him himself. So.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
That's great.
Yeah, anyway.
No, it's such a relief for
great.
You too, isn't it?
Yes.
Huge. Huge. And I felt like that was the last thing, but it's ironic, but the closest person to me, like, you know, I wrote all these letters to extended families and some friends and everything like that, my oldest daughter, you know, and everything like that, but to have that conversation with my spouse, you know, I didn't think about it before we went through what we did this weekend of just having to push through some hard things with our walks with God. And so I just felt him prompting me to have that conversation too, like with him, even though I wouldn't have even thought about that before. this week, you know. And so, again, I know that this is the spirit's leading, and I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know how it's going to look, but I still feel like I needed to be obedient to what I was feeling led to do. So that's really what it's all about, you know, just responding from, you know, to his love in that way of having those talks, because ultimately it is about where they're going to be and how they're going to respond when all of this happens, because we know it is going to happen. And we may argue on timing or everything like that, but even people that, you know, maybe are non-believers, they know, like, things are going on in the world and everything like that. It's just that the timing, I think, is what everyone is having discrepancies over. And what the disconnection from the world is looking like, and why am I, like, you know, it may look like for my husband or anyway, like, you're depressed or you're, you know, just kind of dipping out and you don't even want to, like, be here with me and the kids anymore or whatever it is. And I'm just like, no, it's not that. It's like, I am here and I am, like, but I'm, like, I'm also, like, already in heaven. Like, I'm not here, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like,
sure.
It's hard to explain to them, but I think that he gave me his words tonight to be able to do that. So, again, if he did it for me, he will do it for anybody listening.
Amen.
Thank you,
sweetie.
So thank you.
For
letting
thank you, Christine. Stacey.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. We're all blessed. Stacey from the chat room wanted me to tell you to make sure you knew that she loved you. We're all blessed by this, and we're happy to have Aaron, and I know that it's a huge blessing for you right now, and awesome.
Amen. I love you too, Stacey, and I love you, Pat. I love you, Jason.
I love
my whole Raptor-centric family for your support,
you so
and that cannot be denied. Even though my husband didn't agree with a lot of things, he could not deny the love from my family.
Right.
And you heard it from his mouth. So
yes.
Thank you.
He's loved too. He's family
Amen.
Too, sweetie. And he can
Amen.
Come and talk anytime he wants. Boy, let me tell you, the more the merrier.
So that's my praise. It's a praise. I know that that's a difficult,
yeah.
That was a difficult thing for me to even relate to you guys, but it actually is a praise
hey.
Because we're wrapping
yeah.
up, and that's one of the ways that God
yeah.
just had me, like, wrap this final piece
yeah.
up personally in my life.
Well, look what Carol said. Look at all those examples that she gave us. I mean, hello, it happens. It's going to happen. We have to expect that and believe it, you know. And she just kind of put the icing on the cake tonight, just telling us that that's, you know, this does happen. It has happened, and we can expect it to happen to us because we're in the season right now. Right now. And too many people are getting this. Too many. You know? Wow. Wow.
Let's just go. You know, and you're hearing the young lady call in and talk about, you know, putting an email together and hesitating to send it. I think all of us have been there, too, in the last few months with that. You know, like the Lord told Luke, you know, it's happening tonight during the show. He's told Pattis right after the show. He's told me it's today. And we've gotten words for it, no disappointment, anything like that. You know, and I think that's where the Lord really pushes us, you know. Hit the send button, send that email, write that letter, you know, incur, whatever it is, forgive anybody that you've got something on there. When he's, to me, I look at it as it's a quick moment to sit there and go, what am I missing, Father? You know, what am I missing? What am I, you know, who do I need to reach out to, Lord? And that's what it is. We're all family, and they're all family with us. And, I don't know, I got spirit on me, so I'm feeling weird. Tonight's the night.
Yeah. Let me just read this from True Life
Absolutely.
And God. Yeah. Day and night, my loved ones, you stumble along the shadows. Come to me, and I will touch your heart so that your perversity melts away. Then in the immensity of my love I have for you, I will fall like dew upon you, and my divinity will overwhelm your misery, encompassing it to dwell permanently in my brightness, making out of you a vessel of light and one spirit with mine. So that was... read that to you.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, Beth.
Oh, he's just, there's more, but I don't know. Oh, he's just so sweet. So sweet. He goes on to say how he's the bridegroom of creation. It's just to come to him, you know, just beautiful. Pleading,
Pat had a good preach this morning about coming to Jesus and giving it to him, and it's awesome. I want to bring a couple people on that have been holding for
sure,
a while. Christine, did you get ready to say something? I don't think Christine's listening. It's 626.
Hey, guys. It's Leah. I just want to say hi.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Leah. We also got 614.
Hi, this is from Ohio. I'm just listening. I sound pretty heavy
Chris
tonight,
from Ohio.
So that's all I have to say.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Amen. Amen. It's time for us to feast in heaven together. That's what I think.
Mm-mm.
And we've got, let's see here, 814.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
Hi Chris, what do you have to share with us, brother?
Nothing. I didn't even press one. I thought you were just sitting on, had me sitting on mute.
I did.
I'm just ready to go.
Amen, brother. Let's go.
Totally ready to go.
All right, brother.
I've just been keeping everybody and everybody's families in prayer. I mean, I felt the Spirit over me while I was praying. I was asking him to count as much of our family as worthy as he could and take them with us. Just left it at that. And yes, I'm in the tub.
You're in the tub again.
Of course. We're getting raptured. I got to be in the tub.
Fair enough. Let's stay in there till we're raptured, Chris. I don't want you getting out.
I'm trying, but the water's
Katie,
getting
you,
cold.
Katie,
you need to hurry up.
Amen. Katie needs to put on her nerd glasses.
That's too funny.
She was told here a while back John saw her getting raptured with her nerd glasses on. I bet she doesn't have them on.
Put them on.
Go get the tub.
We're muting the tub guy.
Go with the rubber ducky.
Amen. Well, everybody's opened up on here, so guys, feel free to call in. 32 minutes left in the show. So please do call in and share if you like. You have something to share. Judy's been in the chat room the whole time, and she was supposed to go to the post office. Procrastinator. Well, Pat, do you have something else you'd like to share with us, something you wanted to read?
Yeah, I can read he and I. I have a page here that I was had. It's really sweet. I don't know if I read this to you. How can I come to comprehend love, she says. And he says, try to see me in every happening, big and little. I say little because it is in the daily round of taking all things from my hand that you will understand the divine care. How sweet and loving it will seem to you. But you will see it only superficially, then go higher. Go to the very heart of your God. Think of his immeasurable sufferings known to him beforehand, suffered every one of them, beforehand. Ponder this deeply. Don't you think that it will rekindle the feeble flame of your love? Entrust it to me. They brought me the sick and the crippled. Isn't your love for me both sick and crippled? Didn't I know how to raise the dead? If you only believed in my power, you would have the greatest hope. You, my child, believe in my love, and that will be enough. Of course I'll help you. Ask me to do so. You see, I'm telling you what to do. I'm the prompter for your role. Appear without fear on the stage of love. I'll give you your cue.
Amen.
So we
believe in his power.
In his power, yes. Yes. Oh, what's there not to trust? What's there not to hear from him? I mean, he's talking to so many, you know. And we're listening because we love him. And we just live simply for the little moment we have. Trusting.
Awesome.
Trusting.
I got
Jesus,
I got to bring a couple
you.
People on here. I got
sure, go ahead.
210.
Oh, that would
is that
be
Carol?
Me again. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, honey.
Hi. You know how I was telling you guys earlier that whatever the Lord shows us or tells us about ourselves. Hey, I'm echoing. I don't know why I'm echoing.
Because it's a miracle.
I suppose so. Hey. Okay. Well, anyway, remember when I first called and I said, you know, what the Lord tells us is often, it's always confirmed in the Word, right? Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know how Judy has proclaimed herself as the jackass, you know, rapture-centric saint with a, you know, jackass crown? All right. I found the scripture that confirms that's who she is. All right? It's in Numbers. Really? I hope everybody in the chat room is listening. Okay? Here goes. Okay, it's in Numbers chapter 22, verse 21 through 27. Oh, and before I share that, I want you to know that when I went to go see Son of God the other day, Jesus is riding on an ass, you know, entering into the city, right, a donkey. And I couldn't help but just smile and chuckle thinking of Judy, you know, when I saw him on the donkey. But anyway, here's what Numbers chapter 22, verse 21 through 27 says. The ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in front of them, prohibiting their walk forward. Each time the ass bolted and refused to move past the angel of the Lord, Balaam beat him, hoping to stir him forward. He was unaware of the presence of the angel. At one point, the ass thrust herself into the wall to prevent walking into the angel, causing Balaam's foot to be crushed against the wall, of course. It was a dramatic scene unfolding as the ass refused to move forward and Balaam continued to beat the animal into submission. Okay. Now, what's interesting about this is Balaam thought that the ass was a male because it says Balaam beat him, but the Lord says, at one point, the ass thrust herself, pointing that the ass is a female, you know. Okay, and then it goes on to say, the Lord God did something to the ass that was so spectacular, defining and rare, that the message that he was given could not be mistaken. He made the ass speak. The ass spoke real words given to him or her by the Lord God. Now, doesn't that just fit Judy to the T? Doesn't it fit
it
Judy
does.
To the T? That's who she
That's true story.
See, what did I tell you? You know, here everybody is kind of, you know, everybody is offended that Judy's calling herself, you know, a jackass wearing a jackass crown. She's the queen of the jackass crowns, and the saints are, what is she saying? That's blasphemy. That's this. That's that. You know, they're like, what? Well, there's proof. That's Judy. The Lord has used Judy to wake up. To wake us all up, right? And what does he say? The Lord did something to the ass that was so spectacular, defining and rare, that the message he was given could not be mistaken. He made the ass speak. He made Judy speak, you know, in November, December. He made it speak. And the ass, who is Judy, spoke real words given to her by the Lord God. There it is. See, I'm telling you, you know, when the Lord gives us something, you know, in our spirit and we think it's off the wall, we're going to find it in the Word. because the word is true, and it's there. So I just wanted to share that with you.
I remember that story. Yes, I remember that story. Oh,
that's
my
in
goodness.
Numbers.
I can do anything.
Yep, it's in the book of Numbers, chapter 22, 21 through 27. See? And the Lord see how the Lord has given me a love for the word. That's why I love the word, because
excellent.
See, I was giving you something. He gives me proof of who he is and what he's saying and who he's speaking through. So there you have it. And on that note, I'm hanging up again to give the floor and the voice to whoever's calling. We've got 25 minutes left or so. Okay. All right. See you guys. Love you all.
Okay, honey. Thank you. Love you, baby.
See you in the air. Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Jesus, you got that? Sounds like a plan. One of my dogs, he whines and talks to everything. He talks to the couch. He talks to the toys. He talks to the dogs. I said, "Thank God that dog doesn't have a human voice, because he would never shut up and drive me nuts, you know." But he has this talking that he does, lives with his moaning and whining like a person. It's incredible. It's annoying. Oh, goodness. No, really.
I got to bring 914.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to bring 914 on here. We got about 23 and a half minutes, so
okay.
Guys, please feel free to call in and share. But yeah, 914.
Oops, sorry, I had myself on mute. Can you hear me now?
Oh.
We can hear you, brother.
Sorry. Hi, everybody. It's Joe.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Joe.
I was been listening, and then I, you know, felt the need to make a call myself, and it was to my father, who really never wants to hear about God, and so I was just, he's like, "What do you want? I need to go. Your little brother's in the hospital," which I just found out, and you know, having breathing problems, this and that. Oh, my. I was like, you know, and something told me to tell him he's going to be okay, so I told him, you know, the Lord's saying he's going to be okay. Who are you to say? You know, he was getting really upset, so I was like, "Listen, I got to tell you, I've been told I'm being translated tonight personally, like, not, I'm sure everyone has. Personally, you know, I'm in Florida. I thought I'd never, you know, I'd fly down here and not fly back. Like, it's happening. It's happening. So just, you know, tell people what happened. Save as many as you can. Come back to the Lord." And I told him, like, it just came to my head. I just said, "Get your house in order." And he was just like, "Are you blankety blank and blank crazy?" And then hung up on me. But, you know, just a little encouragement for this sister I was listening to before to hit that send button, because it'll make a lot more sense to him once, you know, this takes place. And I've always felt that our Lord is going to, you know, he's a multitasker. He's going to use this to help other people as well. You know, not only is it a gift to us, but those around us to come back to him just by witnessing such an event that you can't write off in worldly, scientific, whatever term.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Good
advice.
Just felt like I needed to share that.
Thank you.
No,
thank you so
very
much.
Blessed, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love you all. I'll be seeing
we
you,
love you
stuff
too,
soon.
Honey.
I'm so excited. I'm going to go ahead and mute myself again and just continue listening, but I'll see you all soon.
Okay, though.
All right, Joe. Thank you, brother. We love you.
I love you too, Joe. Bye.
All right, guys. Got about 21 minutes, so please feel free to call in and share. You know, Luke was told us at the beginning of the show what would happen, you know, during the show. The Lord told him that. He's told me today. He said several words about it today. A lot of people have been giving it. Pat was giving it, you know, right here at the, right, during the show, or, you know, minutes afterwards.
It's very soft.
So.
Twice.
Hit the send buttons. Write the letters. You know, Sherry's out of communion cookies, so that's enough for me right there on itself. But everybody, feel free to share. Nobody's really calling in, so it's. But everybody's all unmuted. So by all means, feel free to share.
I just wanted to say thank you. I pushed the send button.
Oh,
amen,
yay.
Sister. Amen. How do you feel?
Scared.
Yeah. That's a fair feeling to have right now.
I'm doing all this on faith and on the voice inside of me and honesty to that and love, and it is what it is.
Amen, sister. Amen. Yeah, a lot of people, we've all been scared once we've done it, but the weight's lifted off, and the weight will lift off, and hopefully you're just going to go poof here in any minute, and we'll all be dining together.
That sounds good. Sounds good. After that, I cook.
After that, I eat.
Yeah.
I had the spirit on me at the beginning of this show, and I have it on me again. And I had it on me earlier today, and talking about all this stuff, and I feel very peaceful. And I felt it throughout the day, and it's like a fulfilling. Like Luke said, describe it's like you fulfill. It's not like a. Oh, I'm freaking out. It's that fulfilling feeling. It's peaceful. It's
fulfilling.
It's good.
It's a good feeling.
Jason, my peace is back, too.
Amen. Yeah, I lost mine for a little bit today, too, sister. But the Lord told me what it was for and why, and I am happy for that. And we got to trust the Lord. And I do. And no matter what happens, I love the Lord, and I'm following him no matter what.
Amen.
Amen.
It's weird, guys, because I haven't been feeling the spirit lately. For the past week or so, it's just I've been tired, exhausted, I've been down, and all these different things. And today, my dogs acted super goofy after the Lord had told me this stuff, and they were just seriously... completely different. They were just acting all excited and goofy and stupid. And I was like, and I felt the spirit at the same time, and I was like, and Jesus is like, I'm doing that. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And hearing all the stories from my brothers and sisters on here from the family is very encouraging. And then, hearing a word about how everybody's being told. This isn't like, oh, one or two people, the Lord told me it's tonight. Like, it's happened to me in the past, right? I'm like, guys, no, seriously. He told me it's tonight. And this is all of us. And so he's told us all because we're all a family. And I love you guys very much. We've all been on this journey together, and you have all blessed me. Even the people that have never called in and chatted and stuff, Tori that called in last night, God bless you, brother. You bless so many people with that, with your sharing. And I'm so grateful to hear that you were blessed and how this family's helped you. And Luke wants me to share. See, last night, guys, I wasn't feeling this at all. And Luke had called me and told him, and told me, the Lord told me it's now. But then he called me after the show, and Luke was a completely different person when he called me last night, guys. I mean, you've all heard Luke talk, but this was like... the only thing that can be described is that somebody just had a big conversation with the Lord. You've got that shocked voice he was complete peace. And he was just like, I know. He goes, nothing has to happen because I don't even know if we'll finish our phone conversation. And I've been there. And so has he before. But it's different. This is a fulfilling peace. And it's unique. But when I got off the phone, and Luke had sent me the picture of the gal that had been to heaven and painted a picture of Jesus. And he told me, he's like, look at this picture and just pray to Jesus and look at him. It's like having a face-to-face conversation with him. So I highly recommend that. And I was talking to the Lord, and he just said, it's not tonight, Jason. It's tomorrow. And I was like, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing me to believe it's tonight, because like everybody was getting this stuff. And I wasn't. I kind of felt like something I was missing. But then he told me that, and I was like, so cool. And then this morning, right away, he told me, it's today. And you know, believe it's today. And he doesn't do what he does with other people. Like, every day he tells me, believe it's today. I mean, I just know that it could happen at any moment. And then, you know, we had the show this morning. Everybody was sharing. Christine had this, a similar experience. And, you know, several people are getting this the same thing. And guys, Stacy was on the morning show, and I've never that's Stacy's a strong woman, and she was crying, and I felt so bad.
Yeah.
But Stacy doesn't cry on the show, and she did, and she had to keep muting herself because the tears were, you know, she was just overwhelmed with this. And so I feel like some things kind of got squared today, even after all this joy and peace. It's like I got rattled with some stuff, and then the Lord just told me what it was for, and I mean, I'm at peace with it, and I feel good, and I do have the Spirit back on me, so. You know, go to the Lord with the stuff, guys.
Jason, I hope you know how to ride a horse.
Amen. You know, me and horses never got along growing up, I'm going to be honest.
That's what I was afraid of.
Why'd you just say that, Pat?
I just, that came into my head. I hope you know how to ride a horse. Because I just kind of pictured you didn't know really how to ride a horse. You learn fast.
No, I grew up with horses, and I'll be honest with you, me and horses don't get along.
Oh, you will, though. The one you have, you'll get along. Great.
Yeah, these were...
You know what was an interesting thought? I wonder if someone has an answer, but it's probably very simple. Some people who are going to be raptured are mothers expecting babies, so the babies aren't even going to be on Earth. They're going to go right be up in heaven again in their glorified bodies. So I guess we have rapture midwives. I don't know. Maybe I know what I'm going to be doing. I don't know. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, that just.
You know, he says
right.
It happens
there
in a blink
again.
Of an eye, and I'm waiting to have Christine's feeling of melting into the couch. And
no, I'm very peaceful. It's just like not a weird peace, but it's just like a fulfilling, like you know. No reason this isn't going to happen. I mean, you know,
I believe
it. It's going to happen.
That's how I feel. And honestly, that's why I felt like saying that. And thank you, Jason, for like kind of saying that too about releasing unforgiveness and all of that stuff. Like now is the time. Honestly, it is always now is the time, but now is like seriously, like for real the time.
And
I feel personally like that was the last item, like Sherry's like, you know, don't mark off on anybody's thing. And, like that was the last thing, like, important and urgent, I don't want to use the word, like, job, but, like, task or that, like, I needed to do before going was that conversation that happened at dinner. Like, there is absolutely, like, nothing left that, like, I felt him, you know, up to this point, like, burning me to do.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, with that came the indwelling of, you know, that peace and obviously the filling up of the Holy Spirit again. And so whatever that is for anyone listening, just do it right now.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, love.
Lord's made quick work of a lot of us. Not everybody's one walking with the Lord for years, and he's made a quick work of us. And and some of us that were following the Lord for a long time got a crash course in loving Jesus. And it's been, you know, Luke said before, you know, like, I'm glad we didn't get taken in December. I wasn't ready. And as much as I'd love to already be in heaven, I kind of can appreciate it at the same time because of how far he's brought me. And I've seen other people like Luke who, he had tried being Christian before, just never really worked for him. And then whatever happened in November, and now you're here in Luke be this strong person of Christ. You know, you know that Christ is in him. And, you know, it's stuff like that that I think is phenomenal, is just that the Lord can do it in moments.
Yeah.
My kids were putting in their request today because, you know, I didn't know, like, the Lord was going to take us at nap time. So, I was like,
I told my little boy, I was like, because, you know, I think I've told my Rapture-centric family before that he wants to ride on train, you know. He's going to be four. Him and Jovi are twins. They're 12 minutes apart. He's the oldest. And he wants to ride on train. And so I said, so my 5-year-old was with my husband today, and so I was just putting the twins down for a nap, and I said, okay, so I said, let's pray. I was like, do you want to ask Jesus for another car for your ride-on train? Because he wants it to be like, you know, kind of like if you go to the mall, you know, with those carts and, like, a lot of people can be on them. And he's like, no, I actually want a scooter now. And I said, oh, okay. And then he said, I want a scooter that has, like, trains, you know, like, kind of like trains with it, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. And then his sister chimes in, and she's like, I want a scooter too. And she tells me what she wants, and then I'm getting ready to walk out of the room, and he's so sweet. And even though Presley, that's my 5-year-old, she wasn't there, he says, and well, ask Jesus for one for Presley too. And I was like, okay. So I said, what should we ask for Presley? What would she like? And Jezreel, that's my son's name, he says, she'd like crowns on hers. And I thought that was a very interesting response that he gave
yes.
me. He said, she would
yes.
like crowns. He
oh,
could have said,
boy.
You know, dolls. He could have said,
anything.
Like, you know, any little thing. He said, she would definitely like crowns on hers. And I said, okay. I said, Jesus, can you give Presley a scooter that has crowns on it? And they were like, yes, yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And, like, they just went to sleep, you know, thinking about their scooters they're going to ride. Because I was like, maybe they're going to wake up to their scooters. I don't know, you know. And so I thought that that was so, just so cute. And it keeps that childlike faith in us. Is like, you know, just how we can ask and he's, you know, going to give, like, we receive, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it was so precious to me. It was so precious to me. So that was just a cute little story to say how, like, my kids are even like, yeah, if we don't wake up here, maybe we can be on our ride on scooters, you know, and I learned a lot from that, you know. Yeah, seriously. So that was my little, you know, upbeat little light story, but I just love how they, you know, they think and how they shared that. And, you know, Presley was taking a shower today, and when she did come home, and she goes, she says something like, I thought about Judy, because Judy's always saying, say how you are, say how God made you, you know, and she's like, Mom, I just love my brain. Like, it is just, it always has good thoughts. That's what she says to me.
Wow, yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Look at these kids. I was like, you know, and I just learned so much. So I just, you know, wanted to leave that with you guys, too. That was just something cute
beautiful.
That happened today with my
out of the
kids.
Mouth,
but
babe.
I just thought they just really, really believe it, and that's the end of
yes.
it. Like,
yes.
you know?
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, Lord dear.
I know, Tracy, you wanted to wait just to the last second, but I have a hard time timing these things, and so I'm going to read. Tracy brought this up. This is a very good point. I'm going to read John 14, 1 through 14. So do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. You may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true. Yeah, amen is right. Wow. Wow.
You can ask for adult scooters.
I was going to say, I would love to have one.
I want an adult scooter.
Whoever grows up. Nobody grows up. I would love to have one with a motor on it. Yeah, okay, I'm all right. Oh, my.
Man. Well, I'm going to ask the Lord if he'll just come down here and get us.
Yes, please.
Yes, yes. Let me sing you a little Holy Spirit song.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Don't cry. Okay. Me. Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. Take us to the Father. Take us to the Son. Holy Spirit, make us one. Make us one. There you go.
Amen, Pat.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You should have been singing on this show before.
My voice is, I don't know what it is. I constantly get, like, raspy and a head cold, even though I'm like a walking pharmacy with vitamin C and everything. So it's not even, it's still a little raspy, but I just felt to sing that to you, you know. Yeah, it was important to sing that. But it's a little courage, but.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it's
so
good.
Go.
I'm very peaceful, so it's like I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting that too. I'm like high right now. I'm going to go, like, my husband just made a fire, and I might just, like, go right in front of the fire here. Yeah, I am feeling exactly like that, Jason. So, Maranatha, I love you guys. See,
love you,
see
Maranatha, sister, we
see
love you.
At dinner.
Okay. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Swedish meatballs, here we come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been fun.
Yes, it has.
And guys, just like Judy
souls.
Says, if you wake up here tomorrow, stay encouraged.
Yeah.
Believe it's today.
Oh, no, of course, Then we'll reach more souls.
I can only,
you know, don't be discouraged.
I'm
going to
continue to
be
obedient and believe what the Father told me.
Yeah.
And Judy's going to go eat some ice cream. She had ice cream for breakfast,
yeah, that
guys. Starting to worry about her. Yeah.
No,
she's having intervention
sounds
with
good. Sounds good.
We're
going to
be here much longer. Judy's getting an intervention.
Oh, excuse me. But anyway, hey, you got all the doggies are coming in again. All right. Oh, my babies.
Yeah, my dogs keep running.
It's
been
so
cold, they just keep running. They go outside and
very
slam
happy,
back
very
inside.
Happy. Yeah, hi, babies. Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Oh, are they? Oh, my goodness. The dogs are... No, never mind. That's too funny. No, no.
I've got
two
people I
got
to pull on here. I've got 484
okay, go
and 8184. Hello, 484. We got about 90 seconds.
Hey, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Oh, are
they?
What?
Welcome. God bless you, brother.
God bless. Was told to call.
Is something you wanted to share with us?
No, I don't know yet. It's me, Elvin. I was told to call.
No, welcome back,
okay.
Elvin.
Hey.
Hey, thanks. Yep.
We love you.
I love you guys, too.
You ready to pop off in the air, brother?
I was told to jump on, and I haven't been on. And this is I'm hearing different stuff right now.
Yeah.
I was ready last week.
Oh, what we all. Train's leaving soon. Hop on.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, brother. We're glad you came back. Soon. Glad you called in.
Yeah, no doubt. I was listening in on the laptop, and he just kept saying, call, call. And I'm here.
Wow.
You know, ignoring. And
wow.
Putting,
God bless you.
putting a pressure in my chest like he normally does when he tries to get my attention.
Amen, brother.
Hey,
Garza. I'm greeting. I'm on the Arjun's. Hi. Cooper, hello.